This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Levine. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence confirmed Saturday that the U.S. is broadening its European travel ban, adding the United Kingdom and Ireland to its list. The vice president said Americans and green card holders would not be subject to the ban, but would face screening when they get home.
Again, Americans in the U.K. or Ireland can come home. Legal residents can come home, but as the secretary will detail, they will be funneled through specific airports and processed.
Earlier this week, the U.S. announced a 30-day ban on flights from the 26-nation Schengen area, the European's border-free travel zone that does not include Britain or Ireland. President Trump's doctor, Sean Conley, says the president tested negative for the coronavirus. AP's Ben Thomas reports the White House is also conducting temperature checks on anyone who's in close contact with the president and vice president.
They've had a little bit of activity, unfortunately. So.
Speaking to reporters at the White House Saturday, President Trump said he's also considering travel restrictions within the U.S.
And we're working with the states, and we are considering other restrictions.
The White House has stepped up precautions amid revelations that the president has had direct and indirect exposures to COVID-19.
I had my temperature taken coming into the room.
So did we.
You did? Good.
Yes, sir.
Those precautions include temperature checks.
Was your temperature normal, Mr. President?
Ben Thomas, Washington.
France and Spain both took drastic measures Saturday to fight the spread of the coronavirus. The French prime minister said that most shops, restaurants, and entertainment venues would close. Spain's prime minister said that his country would lock down its entire population of 47 million people to try to prevent the spread of the virus. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.